Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're wrapping up this week a theme that I've really enjoyed engaging this week, really, the kingship and majesty of Jesus. If this is the first time this week you've been able to tune into the program, our focus has been built on, really launched from Sunday's solemnity that we celebrated last Sunday, that is the celebration of the kingship of Jesus, King Jesus Christ, King of the universe, and thought I'd take the whole week to just touch on and just scratch the surface of the beauty and majesty of the kingship of Jesus, coming to understand, what does it mean that Christ is king? What does it mean that God has a kingdom? If you didn't have a chance to tune in the program this week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived on our website. You can listen to them there anytime that's convenient for you. I encourage you to browse the website. There's a lot of great stuff there. Free, you know, YouTubes and videos and television shows. A lot there that's just absolutely free and accessible to you. And encouraging anything we do, including this program, if it blesses you in some way, pass it on to others. Culture is crazy and there's a lot going on. There's a lot of division, anger, hatred. Not a surprise. It's a fallen world. But the antidote for it is the church being the church. And we're meant to be missionary and evangelistic, communicating the one hope for the human race, that is the person of Jesus and the life that he's given to us in his church, to invite people to it, to come to meet and know the Lord. Well, today I thought I'd end with just talked all week about dimensions of the kingdom. But I also want to talk now about what does it mean to live in the kingdom? Or another way to put it is living under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Because just today there was a passage in the reading at Mass, one of those really shocking passages from Jesus, where Jesus essentially says, if you don't put me first, if you don't give it all, you're not worthy of me, don't come, basically. You know, count the cost, he's saying, because it only makes sense. There's only one way. There's only one rational way to follow, become a follower of Jesus, and that is recognizing his lordship and kingship and that new kingdom that he has already established. It's already unfolding in the world. It's the only thing in the world that's going to last forever. And if you're baptized into Christ, you're in it. And the only thing wise people do, like the saints, is they go all out. They go all in. They're in. They want to know the Lord. They want to live for the Lord. They want to be a part of God's people. They want to extend his kingdom, and they're ready to die for it. That's a healthy Christian. But there's just a lot of lukewarm, compromised Christians, and they're not bearing fruit. They just got living in the twilight, one tiptoe in the kingdom. Yeah, I get to church on occasion. Yeah, I get the confession once a year. And okay. But really where I'm at is where all the action is. I want to be where all the glitz, all the money, all the important stuff, all the fun stuff I want to do. That's my world. And yeah, it can be fun and it can be good if it's done in the right order. It could be actually objectively a good thing, but it's foolishness to put all your eggs in that basket. It's total foolishness. The saints are the ones reminding us, this is the way. Just like Jesus lived, this is what we're called to be and do. And this lifestyle, this is the one that will be crowned in heaven forever. This is the one that will be rewarded, participating in the glory that belongs to Jesus. Because we decided to love the Father the way Jesus did. That's what he's called us to do. To obey the Father the way Jesus did. That's what he's called us to do. To obey him and to build the Father's kingdom. That is first in our life. It doesn't matter if you're the CEO of the biggest company in the world, if you're a homemaker, whatever it is, everything in between. Loving the king, serving the king, extending the kingdom is the most important thing we can do. And so it's helpful to take in these patches. So here's some stuff on coming into living under the lordship of Jesus. I mean, it begins very simply with a confession, surrendering our lives to him and adoring him as Lord in our lives, inviting him. You know, God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. That's Peter, the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, verse 36. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's taken from the beautiful hymn in Philippians chapter 2. Verses 10 through 11. The Catechism, Jesus Christ is Lord. This confession is the foundation of the Christian life. paragraph 450. And what the Catechism is saying, not just anybody could say those words, but to say them in the power of the Holy Spirit where we mean it, and we say, Jesus Christ is my Lord. You know, first of all, really, Jesus Christ is the Lord. The article, the one, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Every healthy parish should be able to say and declare, Jesus Christ is our Lord. And we share that life together. We're members of the kingdom and the whole church worldwide. This is our confession. Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank God for the Catechism. Again, paragraph 450, 455. St. Augustine, Jesus Christ will reign until every proud heart has been made subject to him. Wow. Willingly or unwillingly, it's going to happen. Jesus Christ will reign until every proud heart has been made subject to him. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, he is Lord not by tyranny, but by love. He draws us by the cords of Adam, by the bonds of love. So remember, let's begin each day. Jesus, you are my Lord. Reign in me today. Reign in me today. Ways that we live under the Lordship of Jesus. Number one, obedience. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and then your life will bear fruit. That's what Jesus said, John's Gospel. John 14, 15, Catechism. To love is to will the good of the other in conformity with God's commandments. Not the way they want to be loved in the sense of defining their own reality, defining all their own values, all that. No, no. Willing the good has an objective content to it. And that's the commandments of God. That's the revelation of what real love is. Teresa of Avila, the Lord asks us only two things of us, love for his majesty and love for our neighbor. If we practice these perfectly, we keep his commandments. Saints are so simple. Simple, but it's hard. So the first one was obedience. Lord, I want to make it my aim to please you, as Paul said, to obey you. That's my joy. That's the goal of my life. That's the priority of my life. No matter what vocation I'm living in this world. And then seek first the kingdom. It's another way of saying it. Matthew 6:33, it's kind of my life passage. I got it when I was 20. The Lord just kind of really put a spotlight on it. And said, pay attention to this. Probably because the first part of it is don't be anxious about anything. I was anxious about a bunch of stuff. And you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. That's a promise you can take to the bank. Catechism. The kingdom of God lies ahead of us, but it is also in our midst in the person of Christ. Paragraph 28:16. Francis of Assisi. If you are what you should be, you will set the whole world ablaze. John Paul II. To acknowledge Christ's kingship means to seek to spread his kingdom of truth and life, holiness and grace, justice, love, and peace. Paragraph, that's from Catechism 2105. So ordering our life under Jesus' mission, Jesus has brought the kingdom to be a lived experience of a people for their salvation. He wants justice. He wants mercy. He wants us to walk it out. And also another way to look at it is the Sermon on the Mount lifestyle and those beautiful Beatitudes. Almost every single night I say the Beatitudes to myself. Actually, a simple, here's a little secret. What I do sometimes in the middle of the night when I'm going to sleep, sometimes I'll pray a whole rosary or whatever. But what I'll do if I'm starting to fall asleep right away, I pray the creed holding the crucifix and then the Our Father and then three Hail Marys, faith, hope, and love. And then I just sort of pray the Beatitudes. To me, that's like, those are the gems of the gems. What we believe, what's the fundamental creed? We believe in God the Father, and then love at the end where it says, we believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. That's us. That's who we are. And just pray it and say it. And just those few prayers, they really hold together what is at the essence of who we are. And just to give God thanks for it. But anyway, another way is just surrendering our personal autonomy. How do we live under the Lordship of Jesus? Not my will, but yours be done. Luke 22:42. It's a critical turn, friends. We tend to be tempted to like throw the Lord a bone on occasion, but basically be in control of our life to do what we want to do and really assert our will. It's about me. It's about what I want. That's a dead end. And so this turning from a position of radical autonomy and surrendering that to the Lord in an act of love and a daily yes is really what it's all about. You give the Lord permission. By his obedience unto death, Jesus inaugurated the kingdom, paragraph 786 of the Catechism. By his obedience unto death, that's what he's inviting us to. That's what he's calling us to. Obedience even unto death to manifest the kingdom. Ignatius Loyola, take, Lord, and receive all my liberty. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me. Gotta love the saints. Thérèse of Lisieux, to belong wholly to Jesus is to lose all self-interest. Wow. To belong wholly to Jesus is to lose all self-interest. Talk about a transformation. My goodness. Oh, I forgot I had included the Beatitudes on here. So yeah, number five, the Beatitudes, the charter of the kingdom. The Beatitudes depict the countenance of Jesus Christ and describe the charity of the kingdom. What does living the kingdom look like? Blessed are the poor in spirit, people who look to God for everything, really, truly. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the merciful. I'm doing this from memory now, right? Blessed are the not merciful, those who seek holiness, right? Then the merciful, then the pure of heart, then the peacemaker, and then the real zinger, those who basically are willing to die for the faith, to be rejected and to be identified with Jesus. And then really to love those who hate us, that kind of thing. That's what we're being called to. There's a lot of people that the world is totally preoccupied with that probably don't live that. I'm not their personal judge. I'm not naming anybody. I'm not even thinking of anybody in particular, but just the idea, the people that everyone's running after. Can I touch the hem of your garment? Can you be my friend? Can I be in your inner circle? Can I be on TV with you or whatever? And it's just, when you think about that, I think about how the world works that way, you realize how sick the world is when you compare it to the Beatitudes, the life of the kingdom. The only thing that makes sense, the way of life of the king. Catherine of Siena, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. John Chrysostom, the Beatitudes overturn worldly values. They're the royal law of the king. Humility, mercy, meekness, peacemaking. Please, Holy Spirit, work these in us right to the bone. And then participating in the sacramental life of the church is critical for living under the lordship of Jesus. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him, John 6:56. The church makes present the kingdom through the sacraments, Catechism 1088. John Vianney, when we receive Holy Communion, receive our joy and our King. St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, remain in me as in a tabernacle, O Lord. May my life be one long communion with you. Exercise dominion through service. Whoever would be great among you must be your servant. To reign is to serve according to the kingdom. It's the dignity of the royal priesthood. Maximilian Kolbe, let us remember that love lives through sacrifice and is nourished by giving. And then finally, living under the power of the Holy Spirit, obeying him. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom is realized in men's hearts by the Holy Spirit, Catechism 2819. Holy Spirit, come alive in us and transform us. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.